Well, good evening, everybody. Lots of energy on the line tonight. It is Tuesday, March 22nd. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, calling in from Colorado. And boy, I heard people from all over, Hawaii and Oregon and Florida and Maryland and California and New York, Missouri and Washington and Georgia and Nevada and South Dakota and New Hampshire and Iowa, a bunch of people from Canada. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to be in this company, a lot of fun to be on the line, and I know that you're listening in because you want to be awesome. And so what I've done here is gathered up some of our crown entrepreneurs, and every week we've got 10 minutes of awesome from our crowns. They say that success leaves clues, and I grab some of our most successful people and ask them to be on the line every week. And we're going to be doing this for a little while. And tonight I've got two-star crown Dr. Dan McGrady from Florida. She's going to be covering a really important subject for all of us, which is how to overcome fear. So if you're looking forward to stretching your comfort zone, getting to that rank you want to, becoming a master of duplication, building a huge base of customers, all those things that make people successful, we're going to teach you how to get obstacles out of your way. In fact, she's going to teach you how to do that, and I'm going to listen in, take some notes, add on, and it's going to be a fun call. But before we do that, let me give you a couple of other updates. We're here heading toward the end of March. For those of you who don't know, our national convention in Orlando in August, we've got a tiered pricing structure, and our best price is only $189 for a 2-full-day event, couple of meals, bunch of healthy happy hours, lots of awesome tools that will be given away. We're going to have Sound Concepts there, Purium gear, just an amazing amount of great training. And then it's going to run into Sunday morning as well with David Sandoval. And that was one of the best parts of our event last year was David Sandoval's Sunday morning presentation. And we put a little link up there in today's email blast. It was a 7-minute segment called Healing Yourself. So take a look at it, and we're going to be featuring that presentation throughout the next several months so that those who were there at convention last year will remember it, and for those who weren't there, you can get a taste of the type of information that you're going to get. So we talk all the time about treating your business like a business that will make you money, and being at convention is one of, if not the most important things you can do for your business. So before the prices go up, make sure you go to PuriumLeap2016.com. It's right there on the top of your website as well. And get your tickets. We're going to have lots of fun. And speaking of fun, we've got Diamond Club coming up. So for those of you who are directors, executives, making your push for Diamond, I'm going to try to keep this call right to 30 minutes so you can get back off the line and get to building, because we're going to be in Long Beach the 8th through the 10th of April. Going to be lots of fun. And lots of great information. We've got a handful of crowns that are going to be helping us with that event as well. So it's going to be a good month, and we've got less than 10 days to close out the month, and I know that this training is going to be helpful to do so. But before we do that, I got to give away a convention ticket. And the way that you can get your convention ticket is, number one, you have to have purchased your convention ticket. We don't give away tickets to people who haven't made the commitment themselves. So that's number one. Number two is you have to enroll a PLC member. If you enrolled a PLC member last week, you got your convention ticket, then you are in the pool. The more PLC members that you enroll during the week, the more opportunities you have to win. And then you got to be on these calls. We give away one ticket every Tuesday night, one ticket every Wednesday night, and one ticket every Thursday night. So I'm going to put this into Q&A mode. And what that allows us to do is if you hear your name, then you could hit *6 and you'll be a winner. So I'm going to try to give away this ticket the first try, and if not, I'm going to try to give it away a second try. And one of the things that's exciting about giving away these tickets is to see where people are coming from and also what rank they are. So we've given away tickets to crowns. We've given away tickets to consultants. We've given away tickets to people in Florida, you know, and all over the United States. And tonight, we actually have somebody who is a brand new associate, just got into the business, enrolled a PLC member, and she's coming all the way from Oregon. So an associate who's decided to come thousands of miles to this event. I love that commitment, and I hope she's on the line tonight Her name is Marissa Seidel. So, Marissa, if you're on the line from Oregon, hit star six. So all you need to do is hit star six, and you have yourself a free convention ticket. We're going to pay for your convention. Marissa, are you on the line? Going once, going twice. I'd love to give it to you. All right, we're going to have to move on to our second place winner for tonight. She's an executive from Wyoming, another person coming all the way across the country, executive from Wyoming. Her name is Julie Zell. Julie, you on the line? All right, we got hundreds and hundreds of people on the line. Do I hear anything from Marissa or Julie? All right, we're going to have to put these tickets back into the hopper, and maybe we'll give away a couple of tickets, more than one ticket here sometime, either later this week or next week. So be on the lookout for that. I want to give away these tickets, and I'm going to put this in the presentation mode. So thanks, everybody, for listening in. As I said, we just started this training series called 10 Minutes of Awesome, and our next speaker truly is awesome. She's got great information as well. She's a two-star crown. She's also a field advisory board member. She comes from Florida. She's a naturopathic doctor, and I love this subject, and I'm sure she's going to knock it out of the park. So everybody, welcome Dr. Dana McGrady on her subject of how to overcome fear. So Dr. Dana, you out there?
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, hey. All right, 10 minutes of awesome. Let's do it.
Awesome. Okay. Okay, so how to overcome fear in your Purium business. This is a subject that I really love because this was something that almost stopped me from doing my Purium business. Fear. Fear, you know, there are a lot of different types of fears that we go through, that go through our mind at the very beginning, and fear can be paralyzing. And later I'm going to tell you a little story of my own about how I was paralyzed from fear at the beginning. So there are lots of different types of fear. You have the fear of rejection, of not being good enough, a fear of maybe looking silly in front of your friends or family, a fear of being told no. That one's probably a major one. A fear that we're just not good enough. And also a lot of people have a fear of talking to people, of picking up the phone, of maybe not having enough knowledge about what you're going to be saying. And number one, I think for most people, is a fear of public speaking. A lot of people get into the business, and Sonia Magruder is one of them, that she says that if she knew at the beginning that she would have to be speaking on stage in front of as many people as she does, she doesn't think she would ever have gone all the way because of that fear of public speaking. So a story of me at the very beginning, I was only in the company maybe about 2 or 3 months, and there was going to be a regional event in Tampa with David Litt, with Geraldine and Arna, and Sonia Magruder, my upline, asked for me to speak in front of 200 people. And she wanted me to be, the professional, give a professional testimonial because I had been using the products at my clinic and, you know, really, really patients were having amazing results. So she just wanted me to go up and she just thought it would be very natural for me to go up and just tell about all of the amazing, stories that I've been hearing from my patients about these products. I was only an executive in the company, and I thought, sure, you know, I'll that should be fine. 5 minutes, you know, it's not going to be a big deal. So I get to the regional event, and I guess I didn't realize how many people would be there because obviously David Litt and Geraldine and Arna can really fill a room, and this room was packed. So I got very extremely nervous. I think this is the closest that I've ever come to having an anxiety attack. I'm sitting in the back of the room with my husband, and I actually had 2 or 3 prospects there with me, and they all probably thought I was nuts. My chest started feeling very tight. My heart was knocking out of my chest. My knees were knocking. I started sweating. And the one thing is I had rehearsed and rehearsed what I was going to say. I needed to speak for 5 whole minutes. which doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're in front of 200 people, believe me, it is a long time. And so when David Litt called me on stage, I came up, and I do literally remember feeling my knees being weak and shaking. I probably only spoke for 30 seconds. Out of the 5 minutes that I was supposed to speak, I completely forgot what I was supposed to say. And I think if I could have, it would have been socially acceptable for me to drop the mic. I definitely think I would have. And I just remember being just mortified when I got off the stage, practically ran back to my seat. And my husband looked at me and he kind of laughed a little bit. He goes, "You didn't say anything you were supposed to say." And that was my fear of public speaking at the beginning. And I remember thinking 3 months later when David Litt asked me to speak again, and I remember thinking, don't you remember what happened the first time? And obviously he didn't and decided to give me another chance. So we can overcome those fears that we have that are paralyzing. The one thing to think about is we are all starting from scratch. And we are at the beginning, we are all students of this new profession and our new awesome company, Purium. And we all start with zero BV, no matter what. So the one thing is, if we view in our minds that we're all students and we're learning, then it's okay to be fearful at the beginning. But we're not going to let our fears paralyze us. We're not going to let our fears stop us from succeeding and stop us from building that residual income that is going to give us all the freedom that we need. Because this company is growing, this company is going to the top, and so the ones that let their fears stop them are not going to succeed with the company. So every single person listening on this call, we're not going to let that happen. So repeat after me, I'm not letting it happen. So a book that I read at the very beginning that really helped me was How to Win Friends and Influence People. And what this book talks about is networking, how to become a natural networker. And I'm going to give a little scenario. So say, like for me, I am a mom of three, and this is something that happens on the regular. I go to the park with my kids, and there's another mom there all the time with their kids and probably someone in the neighborhood that I haven't met before. So if you're talking to a new person and you're thinking all about, what's in it for me? It's the acronym WIFM, what's in it for me? So if you approach a prospect and you're thinking in your mind, oh my goodness, this woman would do so good with the core three. She has about 15 pounds to lose. I bet she'll love a transformation. Oh no, I bet, you know what? She obviously is a stay-at-home mom and she could really use a little bit of extra income. So I'm sure she'll want a platinum pack. Oh no, definitely she has a little bit of money, so launch pack it is. So if you're thinking that way in your mind when you're approaching this new prospect or new mom, then it's going to give you a kind of a desperate or a needy approach. And guess what? That person is going to sense it. And they're going to draw away or back up because they're going to think that you don't have honest intentions. So if you approach this prospect or new person, with the intention of making a new friend, a new connection, and naturally networking, and you think of the acronym TINY, their interests, not mine. So what can I do to get to know this person better and help them? So asking questions. Always start it with a compliment. Oh my goodness, your top is so cute. Where did you get it? Your kids are adorable. What are their names? I think our kids are around the same age. We totally have to do. Are you in any playgroups? Any mommy and me meetup groups? So if you ask them questions, ask them about their, you know, family. People love to talk about their family, about their vacations, about their dreams, their desires, their passions. When you are interested into them, getting into their world, probing into the things that make them tick, then you're going to seem interested, not be interesting talking about yourself. So what happens with me that I've noticed, a pattern, when I ask someone, what do you do? You know, what do you do in life? What are your passions? and they tell me, you know, what they love, whether it be their job or their hobby or something that they love, they always retaliate and ask me what I do. Okay, so I love to help people to transform their lives with green superfoods. And I also love handing out gift cards, $50 gift cards, and it helps me to have extra income so I can stay at home with my kids more. So when you say things like that, it gives them that curiosity. Like, how is this person doing that? I would like to do that also. So you exchange information, always become Facebook friends. And you never know where that relationship will go, but you always put them in your networking list and your black book. So if you come across as trying to make friends, trying to make new connections, and sowing a lot of seeds, then it will always take the fear out of the equation. Okay, and it takes the edge off. The one thing that I can think of is if this business is all about friendship, I have made the most amazing friendships in the last 2 years being in my Purion business. The people that are on my team, the other crowns, the other leaders in Purion, David Litt, Dave Sandoval, Amy Benner, I have made the most amazing, most meaningful relationships. So if you approach prospects as starting new relationships, you will never go wrong and you will never have fear when you're talking to them. So there always has to be a reason why overcoming these fears or self-limiting beliefs will be worth it, right? Because we know we all have dreams of where our Purion business is going to take us. So we want to step into our power. We want to be one step closer to achieving those dreams of having a security with a residual income and helping a lot of people get healthy with Purion products. Okay, the next thing we have to think about, and I did touch on it a little bit, is our mindset when we're talking to people. If we talk to them with very high expectations, if we approach someone and we think it's our job to enroll every single person that we talk to, then it's going to make it so that we're obviously very needy. But we have to think of it this way. It's our job to give them information, to expose them to our opportunity and our product, and it's their job to decide if it's for them or not. It's not for everyone, but almost everyone obviously would love the product, but it's definitely not for everyone. So we have to withdraw ourselves emotionally from the outcome. So think of when you're at a restaurant and the waitress asks people at the table, would you like dessert? If someone at the table says no, I'm not ready for dessert, or I'm a little too full for dessert right now, does the waitress start crying and get upset and go in the back and quit her waitressing job? No. The waitress will move on to the next customer because she's in a restaurant full of people that are customers. And she's going to ask the next person if they would like dessert. So for us, we have to just move on to the next person. This world is full of people that need green superfoods. So we move on to the next one, and we think of how we can have confident posture when we're talking to people and disassociating ourselves from the result, from what their answer is, because then we won't feel rejected. So the one thing I'm going to say is how I approach when I'm talking to a new prospect. This is something that maybe you could think about doing. I think that you are going to love these products. I think you're going to be so excited about your results that you'll get after your transformation or after a full 30 days of the Core 3. And also, I think you're going to love our amazing gift card marketing system. But it's okay with me either way. I just would never forgive myself if I didn't at least tell you about it, since it's just so amazing. So if you talk to them that way, think of it this way. Professionals sort and amateurs sell. So your job is to sort through all the prospects and all the people that you meet and find the ones that are going to want to run with you and change the world with you. They are all out there. You just have to sort through to find them. So when we stop being afraid of people saying no, and when we take action, people are going to start saying yes. We can all, every single person on this call, we can all step out of our comfort zones, stop letting our fears stop us from achieving that rank we want to make. Remember that Diamond Trip is coming up. If you see yourself being on that trip, you need to stop letting fear take the actions out of your everyday life. Stop us from calling those amazing people on our chicken list. We aren't going to let fear hold us back anymore. Let all of us make a huge goal tonight to have a large team with us in August at the Purium Leap 2016 convention and make our dreams come true. Thank you, guys.
Well, that definitely was 10 minutes of awesome. So thanks so much, Dr. Dana. That was really, really great stuff. If you don't mind staying on the line, I want to share a couple of words and then maybe ask a question or two.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that I was taught, and I think it's really powerful too, and I love what you said. I love the example of the dessert with the waitress. I thought that was really cool. And a lot of the stuff that you talked about, your honest intentions and really focusing on the other person. And I think there's a big piece of that in any part of what you do, is that when you are selfless, then you automatically are not self-conscious, you know. But one of the things that's really interesting too when you think about fear is that you think about the opposite of fear, which is action. And that, you know, actions can be really empowering. And that, you know, a lot of times people say to themselves, I want to wait until I believe enough, or I want to wait until I trust enough, or I want to wait until I have enough knowledge, as you said earlier. I want to wait until something, and that waiting adds to the fear, adds to the paralysis, makes it harder. You know, waiting for that exact right moment to then pick up the phone and call somebody. But it's actually the action, the activity that eliminates the fear and that creates the momentum and creates the enthusiasm, and especially once you realize it wasn't as bad as I thought. And, you know, if you can imagine jumping off a diving board or doing something that was scary, you know, the first time that you did, or going on a roller coaster, oftentimes it's the anticipation, it's the inactivity, it's the mind racing, and it's the action or the activity that, you know, blows up that fear or that concern. And so, you know, don't just wait for the perfect moment, because the perfect moment oftentimes never happens. So wasn't sure if there's something in that I just shared, Dr. Dana, that spurred a thought for you on fear and you know, being successful.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. I loved what you said, because action kills fear. And when we pick up that phone and we just do it, and I'll always remember the example of the crown on my team, Christine O'Shea, and she had another crown on my team, Kelly Bono, as the number one person on her chicken list. And she, probably a month or two went by, and I kept asking her, have you talked to Kelly Bono yet? Have you talked to Kelly Bono yet? And Christine, as powerful as she is, and she's so awesome at what she does and so good at recruiting, she still hadn't, because, you know, obviously that person's on your chicken list and you're fearful. And what her husband, Jerry, did is he just literally picked up the phone, he called Kelly, and he handed the phone to Christine. And when he did that, guess what she did? She invited Kelly over for lunch, and when Kelly got there for lunch, Christine had a power shake ready for her. And so
nice. That's
just how it is. It's just action kills fear. Pick up that phone. These people need what we want, what we have. They need the, you know, life-changing products that we have. They need extra income, and we can give it to them.
Well, and Jerry's a good teacher about breaking through fear, because he's a big wave surfer who's traveled the world, you know, tackling one of the most fearful parts of nature, you know, a giant 10, 12, 15-foot wave coming on top of him. So I'm sure that, you know, going for it is in his nature. And that's, you know, that's the thing that I think is great too, is that, you know, everybody's got their own personality, and you just need to be authentic to who you are. So, you know, I'm not the type of person who's going to stand in a shopping mall and just start talking to people, you know, out of nowhere. That's not, you know, it's too far out of my comfort zone to be myself, but there's a lot of things I can do to stretch my comfort zone, to call a people that I know that would be on the chicken list. So I think that you just need to know yourself and realize that growth comes through stretching. Growth comes. The best stuff comes through stretching. The most success comes through stretching. And sometimes that success is not even the financial success. It's just your willingness to try. And the things that are toughest are the things that are most rewarding once you accomplish them. And I'm sure you found that, Dana, in your life, that you know the things that you're most proud of are probably the things that you had to work the hardest for, that you had to overcome the biggest fear. Any examples of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, what comes to mind, the most inspiring story, is that Sonia Magruder had a massive fear of flying. And she hadn't been on an airplane in 16 years. And she made the crown rank. She's a grinder. She worked very hard. She made the crown rank. And she had to get on that plane to go to the very first national convention. And it was very hard for her. But she overcame that fear of flying. And she probably still makes her uncomfortable, but she's a strong woman. She's awesome. She's an inspiration to us all. And now she flies to support her team. And so that's something that I've always been inspired by also.
Nice. Well, and I think it was that last piece that you said that probably was the biggest piece, is she flies to support her team. So when you make it about somebody else, when you really feel like I'm doing this for somebody else, then you focus less on yourself and the fears start to evaporate, because you know what you'll do for somebody else oftentimes is more than you'll do for yourself. And you know, that's great. So that's a fantastic example. And another great example of everyone's fears are different. So you know, Jerry O'Shea, he can't understand why somebody would be fearful of a 15-foot wave, you know. But for most people, that's pretty scary. You know, other people might say, oh, my gosh, how can you be fearful of flying? Or how can you be fearful of speaking up on stage? Or how can you be fearful of handing out a gift card to somebody you just met? Or everybody has their own thing. And what you're going to realize is it's about stretching. And I just want to emphasize that one last point, which is, it's not about getting outside of your comfort zone. It's about stretching your comfort zone. It's about taking the best part of you, the authentic part of you, the excited part of you, the passionate part of you, and taking it to the limit and getting a little uncomfortable, but still being yourself. And I think that when you find that you do that on a regular basis, you're going to inspire other people and inspire yourself and get the best results. So, Dana, you are awesome, and thanks so much for being on tonight's call and doing the training. And next week, I believe we have Marina Simone. I think she's going to be doing something about taprooting, which is an awesome subject as we get to the end of the month. So, yeah, we just keep on having superstars on these calls, and I'm glad to share Tuesday nights with our crowns, and I hope that you all are getting a lot of value out of that. And tomorrow night we got David Sandoval, and I believe he's going to be doing the second half or the second part of his one-minute run-through of the entire product line. And I know a lot of people had a great time on last week's call. I thought it was one of the best ones he's ever done. So I'm sure this week will be just as good. So listen in tomorrow night, and especially if you got your convention ticket and had a PLC member last week, you don't want to miss out on your convention ticket. So join Dave tomorrow night, and we'll catch you soon. Thanks so much, Dr. Dana. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.